Okay, good morning. This is Workstream 4. This is Larissa Gurnick, and I will hand the meeting over to Fiona. Operator, please make sure that we're recording. Go ahead, Fiona.
Thank you, Larissa. Can we have a confirmation of who's on the call, a formal confirmation of who's on the call? Who from HRT2 is in attendance for this conference call?
It's Larry Strickling.
Lisa Fu is on the call.
There is Avery Doria, Larry Strickling, Stephen Conroy, David Conrad, Fiona Songa, Carlos Raul, Lisa Fuhrer, and Mr. Zhang. Apologies were received from Olivia Crippen, Brian Hughes, and Jorgen Anderson.
Fiona.
Larissa had circulated.
I believe.
Sorry?
David Conrad are also sent their apologies.
Okay. Thank you for that. Now, to item number one, review of our last call and action items. We did agree that we would continue with our work and not wait necessarily for the other work streams to give us input, but begin to engage the board and the staff at a high level, focusing on the questions that Workstream 4 had already identified. Larissa, have you been able to receive my email?
No, Fiona, nothing
okay,
from you.
No problem. Okay, apologies to the rest of the team. I'll have to put this up after the call. But Lisa and I had developed a spreadsheet where we had highlighted the key issues, the questions, and the cross-cutting issues so that then we'll begin to generate questions around all, each of these areas in the worksheet. And this input would then guide us on the kind of responses and questions and answers we are looking for from the different entities we have to deal with, whether it's the ICANN staff, the ICANN board, or in the case of the government-related issues, the GAC. And so allow me to apologize for not having circulated that in good time for this call. But the issues that we are addressing have not changed. If I can quickly just read through them. The key issues are looking at recommendations of three other groups in terms of ICANN's interpretation of review team recommendations, ICANN's implementation of the recommendations, asking the question, does it satisfy the standards outlined in the affirmation? The second key issue is reviewing the board and staff process used to review, implement, and oversee the recommendations of the review team, the review teams. Third is review the actions of the board and staff in ensuring public interest. And fourth, based on the previous discussions we've had in the last two conference calls, we moved the issue of accountability plus transparency equals legitimacy towards government and the larger internet to a key issue. And so that makes our fourth key issue, with the cross-cutting issues being What matrices or success criteria was established? How processes can be verified in an accountable and transparent way? What review methods for continual assessments have been considered and adapted or applied? How has efficiency, effectiveness, and legitimacy been factored into the review processes? To what extent has transparency been factored in as a default condition? How ICANN can be effective and efficient while improving full multi-stakeholder participation, accountability, and transparency? And the questions we had identified being what processes have been established for implementing and overseeing recommendations of the review teams? What has ICANN learned? What has worked well? What did not work well? What adjustments had to be made? What improvements were made in the subsequent review processes? And how did staff ensure that public interest was addressed after the implementation was completed? And so that is going to be, we shall put it up on the wiki so that then we can use it as a guiding document when we're raising the questions on the issues we have to deal with. And because a number of the members of Workstream 4 are also in, actually all the members are in the other Workstreams 1, 2, and 3, then from your respective Workstreams, it will be easy for you to string in the issues from the different work stream in as far as the work of work stream 4 is concerned. We did also discuss on the reading materials. We agreed everyone on work streams 4 would go through the various documents, and there was material that had been put up on the work stream 1 wiki, and we had agreed that quite a substantial amount of it was relevant for our work stream and therefore we'd look at it. However, in the meantime, Lisa and I have been working on a list of source materials that we are yet to complete, and we hope to be able to do that in the next couple of days. However, we do realize that we do not seem to be having enough sufficient reference material on key issue number 2, reviewing the board and staff processes used to review, implement, and oversee recommendations of review teams. And I would very much appreciate input from the rest of the team on what documentation is available on that area that you can look at. We had also looked into identifying additional materials for Workstream 4, and Lisa and I are actually finalizing that. We did agree that we would consider shepherding the cross-cutting issues and I think once the full team finalizes on what issues are being addressed by the external consultants and what cross-cutting issues remain, it will then be easy for us to move forward on how to best shepherd the cross-cutting issues that are important to the work of HRT2. During the last call, we had also agreed that we'll identify 3 to 6 recommendations from HRT1 from WHOIS review process, from SSR review processes, and be able to categorize them according to good, mediocre, and poor. And I'll probably be sending an email. Apologies, I should have sent an email earlier, but that did not work. I did not manage to get that done. So I'll send an email after this call asking for input on the top, at least everyone's top recommendations for HRT1 that were good, everyone's top for mediocre, and proposals for poor, so that we begin to query the implementation of the recommendation process based on that. And I believe that covers everything that we discussed during our last work stream. Moving forward, the progress on information gathering, I think it's twofold. One part of it is the materials that we need to review. I'd like to, as soon as I put up the wiki, I'd like everyone to put in suggestions of materials that we can read, we can all read to come up to speed on the different issues. And the second part is the questions that we need answers for as part of the information gathering process. Because I think, again, we need to set a deadline pretty soon so that staff can begin to put the documents we need together for us, possibly before the Durban meeting. And I hope that will be able to guide us. Larissa, Lisa has sent you the spreadsheet I mentioned we're working on. If you could confirm the receipt of that email and put it up, that will really help us.
Yes, thank you, Lisa. I got that, and we'll put it up momentarily.
Thank you. So with that, are there any comments on the feedback, or would everyone like some time to look at the documents Lisa has forwarded?
Fiona, I didn't forward it to the work stream because I wasn't sure that was the document, so maybe Larissa can forward it. It's not because it's secret. I just wanted to make sure that was the right one before I spammed everyone's email.
Thanks, Lisa.
Would you
Let's
like
see what she got, then we'll be able to confirm.
Documents. Yeah, you
I can
send it to
the work stream.
But I have a question, Fiona, because I'm not sure of the process here, because we have some key issues, but are we going to have sub-issues under the key issues that we're going to look at according to when we have identified the expert issues? Will we then look at the rest of the issues and say some of them might be interesting for this group to look upon, or what is the idea?
My thinking, based on the discussions we've had in the last two calls, was that we would conclude on what issues the independent expert is going to handle, and then identify of the remaining issues, which of those are substantive issues that under the HRT mandate that still have to be addressed. and then shepherd those issues, set them up and have them as part of the issues we look at. And I think at that point in time when we're taking it up, then we'll be also agreeing on to what depth are we going to look into the issue. And depending on that, then we'll be able to know whether it'll be sub-issues or they become main issues.
Okay.
Or what do the rest of the team think? Any comments?
Carlos has one.
Yes, Carlos.
Yes, yes, Fiona. I have a lot of comments, but I'm not sure. Are we waiting to see this spreadsheet right now or not? I'm not sure if you're trying to show us something on the screen or not. We went through all the points. I think it's a very good compilation of what we said last time, but I'm not sure if you're going to show us this list right now. Would you please confirm? Thank you.
I was actually waiting for Larissa to bring the documents up. She said she'd do it in a minute.
Okay.
Okay. She says the spreadsheet has been emailed to everyone. And will be projected shortly.
I'm sorry, we're having problems uploading the spreadsheet, so please give us a minute if everybody could just reference what was just sent via email. Apologies for this technical glitch.
Thanks, Larissa. Is everyone able to access their emails and have a look at the documents? Can we take a few minutes to just look at the spreadsheet from our individual emails? About a minute or two.
Fiona, this is Larissa. Which tab of the spreadsheet would you like to start with?
The action items, please. Thank you. I'm sure we can now all have see them, the action table that has on the extreme left the key issues. And in the row above that, the cross-cutting issues, which have been put in a form of actions, because we are looking at, in terms of each of the key issues, we would like to look at how the different cross-cutting issues are being addressed. So then, for example, if we look at key issue one, looking at the recommendations of the three other groups, we're asking what success, what metrics and success criteria was established, how processes have been verified into accountable and transparent way, what review methods for continual assessment have been considered and adapted and applied, how efficiency, effectiveness, and legitimacy have been factored into the review processes, to what extent has transparency been factored in as a default condition, how can ICANN be effective and efficient while improving full multi-stakeholder participation, accountability, and transparency. And at the same time, for that key issue, we will ask at the top level the questions 1 to 5, what processes have been established for implementing and overseeing recommendations of the review team? What did ICANN learn? What worked well, did not work well? What adjustments had to be made? What improvements were made in the subsequent review processes? And how did staff and board ensure that public interest was addressed after the implementation was completed? Probably the table needs to change a bit so that my thinking as I look at it right now is that it needs to change so that each of these questions is in the same row as the cross-cutting issues, and that way there's enough space to enter the feedback and the responses and the questions, the questions that may arise so that we're able to determine what recommendations we need to offer. Larissa, you have something you'd like to say?
I'm sorry, I will lower my hand. That was a question that you already answered, but I think Carlos has a question.
Yes, Carlos. Any comments? Lisa?
I don't have any other comment that I agree that we should put the questions, the specific questions on top, and maybe make a whole line also with the cross-cutting issues, or that's going to be also a part of this, but what I'm thinking is that a lot of the questions are, when I look at it now, is it's going to have sub-questions, and not sub-questions but sub-issues, And I think we should try and see if any of the issues that are not going to be taken care of by an external expert is going to be covered by this, or we need to cover it in some of these key issues, or we need to expand the key issues. So for me, it's like the timing is a bit off right now, because we need to to find out how the doodle poll went and what has been chosen by the group. So, but I really like the idea that we put in the key issues in a spreadsheet or whatever. It doesn't need to be a spreadsheet, but I think it's very important that we find a common form that we work after, so we ensure that we have all the questions asked and all the cross-cutting issues covered. Thank you.
Thanks, Lisa. I agree with you. And actually, a challenge for me for this call was, okay, we've not had our main meeting call in between, and there are a number of issues also dependent on the main meeting. However, in the spirit of getting the work started, I thought it would be important to share that document so that then we can begin to think about it. And if there are any amendments, they are welcome. At least it's quite a bit of time between now and now that you have the document now and when we can actually start using it, which should be hopefully soon after our next main team call. But with your input, I shall proceed to put the documents on the wiki for us to edit as you move along. Okay, could we look at the next sheet? The next sheet is basically the source repository, what Lisa and I have been trying to put together of the material we are able to identify we need for our specific work stream, and it should be up shortly. Carl, are you able to get it up?
Sorry, on my end, it shows that it's sharing. Is it not being projected?
Okay, I'm not seeing anything. My screen is totally blank. But if it's airing, we can. Okay. I have a copy, or hopefully of the same, which should be the same. There is an extreme right, the key issues, the reading material, and the links for the various reading materials. We didn't identify from Workstreams 1 repository what we need to look at, and then we've also added in other additional material to review. And as you can see, for key issues on other recommendations, there is the reports, other reviews, sorry, there is the reports of the previous review teams, HRT1 recommendations, proposed implementations, plans, and for as of October 2011, HRT implementation summary report of 2012, 2012 annual report implementation of accountability and transparency review team, HRT1 review Bachmann Center final report, the ICANN accountability and transparency information on the website, the affirmation of commitment, sorry, the link there hasn't been put in, it was an oversight, it should be added. On key issue 2, review of board and staff processes used to review and implement and oversee recommendations of review teams. We are still trying to put together the material for that. And suggestions are open of what we could look at. Key issue three, review the actions of board and staff in ensuring public interests. There is the community input advice framework of September 2012. And then there is the policy versus implementation public comments period of January 2013. We are also, again, still identifying additional material for that. On key issue number 4, accountability plus transparency equals legitimacy towards government and the larger internet. How is ICANN outreach doing? Where is it going? There is the ICANN in the WISIS era information. Actually, it's a newsletter on the ICANN website. And then there is the at-large white paper on future challenges entitled Making ICANN Relevant, Responsive, and Respected. Again, suggestions for each of these areas, key issues, reading materials are welcome because I believe there's quite a bit that we need to go through, and the earlier we identify it, the better. Any suggestions? Any comments?
Hi, Fiona.
I think silence means... Yes, Lisa.
It's Lisa for the record. I think, well, we have tried to... you have actually found all these links. It's very nice to include my name in this part. You did a lot of this work, but I don't know if we can ask Larissa or anyone else from ICANN staff to try and help us find more documents covering this that might be... good to read because it's very broad issues, and well, we're also waiting for the paper from Jorgen, who's going to send it, I think, soon about the legitimacy of ICANN, and I think that could also give us some hints for some more documents. But I don't know, Larissa, could you help us in identifying more documents, or is that, how about that?
This is Larissa.
Larissa?
Yes. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
We can hear you.
Okay. I will take a look at what you have here. And Lisa, as you said, the issues are quite broad. So we can certainly provide links to an assortment of other documents for the review team to consider, if that would be helpful. Another way to look at this would be to consider focusing in on certain more specific aspects of these issues so that the information that we provide you would be more targeted, but we can certainly add to the list of resources that you started here.
Thanks, Larissa. I think for us to, part of the challenge why we are having the issues as is that we need sufficient information to know what specific aspects of these issues need us to focus more on. And like if you look at key issue number 2, we pretty are at a loss of what material is available that we need to look at. If you could help, that would be very helpful. If you could help direct us to the links, that would be very helpful.
Yes, I will do that.
Thanks, Larissa. Any other comments? Are there any other issues that we need to discuss as part of our activities for Workstream 4? I have a proposal or a question, and I would like feedback on this. With the amount of reading we need to do before we can concretely begin to narrow down to specific issues, can the calls be a bit more spread for like this call and the next call, so that then we have sufficient time to read through our materials before we have another discussion, so that there can be more value to the discussion, and hoping that by then also the HRT main call will have second place and will be clear on how we are moving on the independent experts, and would have also taken some time to do more reading on the issues that potential issues that we would cover, so that we are able to have a more engaging discussion, as in more participation from everybody on the call. What are your views? Larissa, now we're having our next main call. Hello, Larissa.
Yes, the next main call is on June 20th. That's the full team call.
That's June 20th. That is on Friday, this week.
Oh, no, it's Thursday.
Sorry?
It's the call is on Thursday, the 20th.
Next week.
Yeah.
Next week. Okay. In that case, my proposal is, can we take time to read the materials and identify additional materials? Then we'll be able to... We can determine our next call after the main team call on the 20th.
Fiona, this is Larissa. So
yes, Larissa.
I think there was a doodle poll launched for a meeting on Tuesday the 18th. So we would likely cancel that and hold off until you decide when you want to have the next call after the 20th of June. Is that correct?
Yes, I think between now and the 18th, I would like us to spend that time reading the materials that we have identified for this work stream, so that we give time for some main team decisions to be concluded on the 20th. then we can have our next call immediately, anytime after the 20th. So the call on the 25th would remain, because I think the schedule included a call on the 25th. That's just a proposal from me. I need to get feedback from the rest of the team.
Well, Fiona, it's Lisa speaking. I agree on having the call after the 20th of June. And I think what we should do is everyone reads the material, but I think after that we should kind of have people appointed to the different key issues, so we're not everyone is focusing on key issue 1, 2, 3, but it's good to have everyone to read all the things, but we need to have appointed issues to the specific people. But I don't know how if you've discussed that on the last call or...
No, we have not.
This is against the idea. So it's just, I don't think we can manage to have four key issues, everyone. So it would be nice to that we read, and then we would have someone maybe write a short one-pager about the issues and how they want to, you know, attack the issue and if they see any trouble or have any ideas. So we get started on what's interesting and what the key issues are within the issue or the key points. So I think we should start analyzing, and it might be good to have someone to do that together as a team within the team. Thank you.
I appreciate your inputs on getting us better organized, and I think it will help us substantially to be able to have someone take a lead for each of the key issues. That means pretty much four people just leading the compilation of the issues, of the specific issues under each of the four key issues. I think that is agreeable. We are coming close to the end of our time. If there are no comments, I take it that we agree we will not have our call on the 18th, but have our next call on the 25th. And in between, everyone will read through the material, and I'm sure we will find certain issues that we are passionate about, and it will come through in our taking a lead in compiling the team input for each of the key issues. I think with that, if there are no other comments, the meeting will come to an end. Larissa, do you have any comments?
No, not at this time.
Thank you very much. So I think with that, then the meeting comes to an end. And I want to thank you very much for your time, for your input, and for participating in this process. Carlos, have a good day. And I don't know who else is having a good morning.
Yep.
And for the rest, good evening. And on Lisa and I, good evening.
Yeah. Good evening to you, Fiona.
Thank you. So thanks a lot and bye. So we meet again on this for this work stream on the 25th. And thanks, Larissa, for the action item notes. Much appreciated.
Okay.
Bye.